From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Dave DeForest reporting. The United Nations Security Council plans an emergency meeting Wednesday on Libya after a branch of the Islamic State group in the country posted a video of the beheading of 21 Egyptian Christians. UN Human Rights Chief Zayed Raad Al Hussein called the massacre a vile crime. Egypt's foreign minister says some Arab diplomats are working on a resolution that would change the arms embargo against Libya so its government can more easily battle Islamic militias and other armed groups. The United States and Turkey tentatively agreed today to train and equip moderate rebels fighting to overthrow Syrian President Bashar al-Assad. The State Department gave no details on the agreement, which it says it hopes to sign soon. Pentagon officials have said they hope to send up to 1,000 U.S. forces to train 5,000 Syrian rebel fighters a year beginning in March. That training would take place in Turkey, Qatar, and Saudi Arabia. Bomb blasts struck three different locations in Nigeria today in the first attack. A VOA reporter says multiple blasts hit a military checkpoint in Biu in northeastern Borno State and that a number of people were killed. A second attack took place in the city of Patiskum in nearby Yobe State. There, at least three people were killed. And several explosions occurred and gunfire erupted at a political rally for the APC party in Okrika, a town in Southern Rivers State. The APC is challenging the ruling party in presidential and parliamentary elections. The United States says it's easing sanctions against Sudan to allow Americans to sell an array of communications hardware and software to that country. Things to be sold include smartphones and laptop computers. This is VOA News. That was the sound as Russian President Vladimir Putin called on pro-Russian rebels to allow besieged Ukrainian troops safe passage out of the encircled town of Debaltseve in eastern Ukraine. Speaking today during a visit to the Hungarian capital, Mr. Putin urged the Ukrainian government to allow its troops to surrender. U.S. Vice President Joe Biden today opened a White House summit on battling extremism by saying the fight has to go beyond using military force.
We're here today because we all understand that in dealing with violent extremism that we need answers that go beyond a military answer. We need answers that go beyond force. All of us, including the United States, we have to work this from the ground up.
The vice president was joined at the White House by leaders from Boston, Los Angeles, and Minneapolis. Officials from 60 countries are attending the White House Summit on Extremism. President Barack Obama plans to address the meeting later this week. The Obama administration has unveiled a new policy allowing foreign allies to buy military drones as part of its global counterterrorism fight. The State Department said any sales would be made through the government-to-government foreign military sales program. A U.S. federal judge in Texas has issued a ruling that temporarily blocks President Obama's recent executive order on immigration. The president's order protects as many as 5 million illegal aliens from deportation. Lawyers defending the immigrants say the ruling is just a temporary setback, and U.S. Attorney General Eric Holder agrees.
I think that we have to look at this decision for what it is. It is the a decision by one federal district court judge. I have always expected that this is a matter that will ultimately be decided by a higher court, if not the Supreme Court.
The White House said the Justice Department will comply with but also appeal the ruling. Ashton Carter was sworn in today as the new U.S. Secretary of Defense. He spoke to after being sworn in.
To the men and women of the Department of Defense, whom I will lead, to reflect in everything I do and to honor the commitment and dedication that brought them into service.
The 60-year-old Carter replaces former Defense Secretary Chuck Hagel. Danish media report the Copenhagen man who attacked a free speech seminar and a synagogue last weekend had sworn allegiance to the Islamic State leader just 6 minutes before he unleashed a barrage of gunfire. On Wall Street, U.S. stock indexes were up at the close of trade today. In Washington, I'm Dave DeForest.
That's the latest world news from VOA.